Canto 3, chapter 16 and text number 24. Tat te anabhishtam iva satvanidhe vidhitsoha kshemam janaya nija shaktibhi udhrata areha na etavata tri adhipatehe bat vishva bharatuhu tejaha kshatam tu avanatasya saha te vinodaha tattena vishtam iva satvanidher vidhitsoho kshemam janaya nija shaktibhira udhattareha naitavatatri adipatervata vishvabharatos tejahakshatam tvam vana avanatasya sate vinodaha tattena bhishtam iva satvanidher vidhitso kshemam janaya nija shaktibhira udhattareha naitavatatray adipater batat vishvabharatos tejakshatam tvam avanattasya sate vinodaha tatte anabhishtam iva satvanidher vidhitso kshemam janaya nija shakti virudhattareha naitavatatrayadipatervitavashvabharato tejakshatam avanatsasate vinodaha tat that destruction of the path of auspiciousness. Te, by you. Anabhishtam is not liked. Eva, as. Satvanidehe, the reservoir of all goodness. Viditsoha, desiring to do. Kshemam, good. Janaya, for the people in general. Nija shakti bihi, by your own potencies. Udhrata, destroyed. Areha, the opposite element. Na, not. Etavata, by this, tri adhipatehe, of the proprietor of the three kinds of creations. But, O Lord, Vishwa Bharatuhu, the maintainer of the universe, Tejaha, potency, Kshatam, reduced, to, but, Avanatasya, submissive, Saha, that, Te, your, Vinodaha, pleasure. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Lord, you never want the auspicious path to be destroyed. You are the reservoir of all goodness. Just to benefit people in general, you destroy the evil element by your mighty potency. You are the proprietor of the three creations and the maintainer of the entire universe. Therefore, your potency is not reduced by your submissive behavior. Rather, by submission, you exhibit your transcendental pastimes. Purport. Lord Krishna was never reduced in his position by becoming a coward boy or by offering respect to Sudama Brahman or his other devotees like Ananda Maharaj, Vasudev, Maharaj Yudhishthir, and Pandava's mother Kunti. Everyone knew that he was the supreme personality of a Godhead, Krishna. Yet, his behavior was exemplary. The supreme personality of a Godhead is Sachidananda Vigraha. His form is completely spiritual, full of bliss and knowledge. And it is eternal. But the living entities are his parts and parcels. Originally, they also belong to the same quality of eternal form as the Lord. But when they come in contact with the Maya, the material potency, due to their forgetfulness, their existential constitution is covered. We should try to understand the appearance of Lord Krishna in this spirit. As the Kumaras pray to him, he is eternally a coward boy at Vrindavan. He is eternally the leader of the battle of Kurukshetra, and he is eternally the opulent prince of Advarka and the lover of the damsels of Vrindavan. All his appearances are meaningful because they show his real characteristics to the conditioned souls who have forgotten their relationship with the Supreme Lord. He does everything for their benefit. The force exhibited in the battle of Kurukshetra by the desire of Krishna and through the agencies of Arjuna was also necessary, because when people become too irreligious, force is required. Non-violence in this respect is rascaldom. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadatikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Bharyana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurav Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear Lord, you never want the auspicious path to be destroyed. For you are the reservoir of all goodness. Just to benefit people in general, you destroy the evil element by your mighty potency. You are the proprietor of the three creations and the maintainer of the entire universe. Therefore, your potency is not reduced by your submissive behavior. Rather, by submission, you exhibit your transcendental pastime. So Kumaras, they are glorifying the Lord's submission to his devotees. Because why he does that? First they put reason for that. They give reason for that. That, oh my Lord, you never want the auspicious path to be destroyed. And so what is the auspicious path? As previous verses we have discussed about that. Exactly. The path which is used by the demigods. So how the human beings, they can follow that? What are the characteristics of that? That is also discussed in previous two verses. In the purport, Prabhupada says, if someone cultivates these three godly qualities, mercy, cleanliness and austerity, then automatically that person, he walks on the path of demigods. Daiva Patha. That's what the Kumaras they have explained in previous verse. Daiva Patha. The path which is used by the devotees of the Lord. As explained by Maharaj Rishabhdev to his own sons, he said that if someone takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, samashrita sarva gunaihi suraha, then that person acquires or sama ashritaha, all the qualities that demigods has, they come to his shelter. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchanaha. What sort of a devotion that person should have? Akinchanaha. What is that akinchanaha? Kinchit means something of, a bit of something. But akinchana means without any tinge of material desires. If someone renders devotional service to the Lord, if someone engages himself in the service of the Lord, then what happens? Samashritaha sarva gunaihi suraha. All the godly qualities they possess, he possesses all that good qualities that they have. And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu has explained about this 26 wonderful qualities that one should have if you think yourself as a devotee. First of all, whoever is devotee, he never consider himself as a devotee. But who pretend to be, they try to put forward, they put banners of their position as a devotee. In the Adi Puran, Lord Himself, He explains it to Arjuna. O Arjuna, the person who claims himself to be as my devotee, he is not my devotee. But if someone says that I am the devotee of the Lordship's devotees, then Lord says that person is qualified to known as the my devotee. That's why Maharaj Kulashakar says, Mat janmani phalamidam madukaita bare mat prarthani anugraha esha eva tvada bhrutya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya bhrutyasya bhrutya smara iti mama lokanatha. O master of all living beings, please consider me as a servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of your servant. And that's the proper path through which you can attain the Lord. And here, Kumaras, they say that, O my Lord, you never want the auspicious path to be destroyed. Because you yourself is a reservoir of all good qualities. Gunanidhi, the reservoir of all the qualities. In the prayers that offered by Lord Shiva to Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Krishna, there he says, Lord is who? Sarva Saundarya Vigraha. He is the personification of everything that is beautiful. And that's why Shripad Vallabhacharya, he writes that beautiful song. Adaram madhuram vadanam madhuram madhuradipate akhilam madhuram. Everything that is in relation with the Lord, it's sweet. It's wonderful. It's most attractive. Because He is the reservoir of all goodness. And for the benefit of a people in general, Lord comes and He destroys the evil elements by His mighty potency. Lord is Lord at all these stages of His pastimes. The day He is born, up to the day when He quits His worldly pastimes and goes back to the spiritual world. He is Lord. There is no difference. It's not that He was born to some common family and then by His own achievements and own struggle and own austerities, one day He became a God. Is there something like that? We know this, but still we accept some Tom, Dick, Harry as a God. Nowadays, people has gone crazy. Yesterday, where I went? Well, we went to market. And they were playing one music. Aapne suna ho? Kya chal raha tha? Yaad hai phir? Lotus Market. They were saying that the Gita Sai, Ram Sai, then Dham Sai, everything is Sai. What nonsense is that? How you can equate some common personality with the Lord, with the things that belongs to the Lord? See, like a 10-20 years back, nobody was knowing that personality that much. If you go and just check their survey, they themselves claims that before 10-15 years, maybe yearly like 1 lakh or 2 lakh people used to come. All over the year. Those were the visitors. But there was one funny movie, and that movie, one song came, and from the Kashmir up to Kanyakumari and from Bombay up to Calcutta, the whole span of India, that movie released, And that person becomes so famous that people started traveling from all that places to just go and visit. And within no span of a time, that some Baba, nobody knows which caste he belongs, which creed he belongs, which sect he follow, he has become a Sachidananda Yoga Yogeshwara, Akala Brahmanda Nayaka, Mahayogi Raj. All the definition or all the designation or all the what they call upadis that you can give to the Supreme Personality of a Lord, they have given to that person. That's the age of a Kali. It's a sheer nonsense. Why don't do they understand that whom should be glorified? And if you really want to put someone, some Baba as a god, then there will be a millions of temples in all over the world. Because more powerful than him, there were personalities has happened in the history. But without understanding the scripture, if you try to believe something, because no, it's my bhava. And people, then they use quotes from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says that Lord takes your bhava. But who is Lord? That also Bhagavad Gita says. Ne? Why don't you believe in that? It's like all the kukuti nyaya. There is a hen. She gives the golden egg. So I want the back part of that hen because that gives only an egg, not the front, because there she eats. And you have to feed it. So whichever you think favorable for yourself, you take that one. That's sheer nonsense. Why don't you accept the whole Bhagavad Gita? The two shlokas, first and last itself, gives the whole essence of our existence. What we are doing actually. They wanted to establish their own opinion. But for that they need a foundation. And what they use as a foundation? Any Tom, Dick, Harry who has come up with his own philosophy, he has used Bhagavad Gita as a basis only. But given a misinterpretation. And that's why thousands of commentaries are there on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. To put forward their own viewpoint of it. One political personality in India, he wrote his commentary, Gita Rahasya. And what he said about? That we should fight for our own land. Do or die for the motherland. Where Lord says that all about in Bhagavad Gita? Does he mention anything about that? He said, yes, perform your prescribed duties. But that's not will give you the abode of Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Does he mention anywhere? Lord Ramachandra also had an affinity towards the Ayodhya. He also said to Lakshmana, that Swargadapi Gariyasi, the motherland or the Janmabhumi. Janmabhumi Swargadapi Gariyasi, that's what there in the Ramayana. That the motherland is far, far higher than the heavenly planet. But it never said that if you die for your motherland, you will go to the Supreme Personality of a God. It's never mentioned. That's not the goal of life. Being a Kshatriya, you should protect. To establish a religion, if you protect the motherland and die for that, then it is said that you may go to heavenly planets, but not the supreme abode. Because the real principle that need to be understood has explained in Ishopanishad. Ishavasyam idam sarvan yat kinchim jagatyam jagat. This whole world is owned and controlled by the Lord Himself. I may have born in this track of land today. Who knows that next birth where I will be? Maybe in the same land or maybe in some other land. Now with whom I am having enmity, I may born there. everything is temporary in this world. So need to understand what is permanent and try to achieve that. And that's the path. If someone understands this and tries to apply it in his own life, then that's the path which Lord protects for you. And in the Bhagavad, Prabhupada says that originally all the living entities, they also belong to the same quality of eternal form as the Lord. But when they come in contact with the Maya, the material potency, due to their forgetfulness, their existential constitution is covered. We should try to understand the appearance of Lord Krishna in this spirit as the Kumaras pray to him. Don't try to equate or don't try to put someone on the platform of God. Definitely scripture says that Guru is as good as Lord. That does not mean Guru is God. He is as good as God because he nurtures your constitutional position. That is, the servant of 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 the Lord. That's the proper path through which we can attain the Supreme Personality of God. Because Krishna is what he is. He is covered by eternally. He is the most powerful personality on the battlefield of Kurukshetra eternally. He is the son of Vasudev eternally. He is friend of all his coward boys in Vrindavan, that is also eternally. That position never changes. So one should not try to put someone else on that position and equate some common living entity as the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Because it can't be. I saw one person. He had like almost millions of disciples. And my father used to go to him. So one day he took me in my childhood. And I saw that person is playing cards with his disciples. And what my father took for him as offering, a newspaper. Early in the morning we reached there, so my father took out the flowers, offered it at his lotus feet, then took out the newspaper and gave it in his hand. And that person, morning time, he was playing cards with his disciples. I was shocked. Then while coming, I just asked him that 2 days back when I was playing cards, my mother came and she beat me up like anything. Why? Because playing card is not a good thing. And now I'm seeing whom you are worshipping, putting in the altar, offering aarti to him twice a day. That person is playing card. And you are offering flowers to him. Why is it so? I got another slap on my face. Rascal, you are asking nonsense. He is God. Then I was thinking, how come this? So I lost faith in that. The thing which is not good for the general people, how that can become the adorable for, if that person does, then it is glorified. On top of that, they consider him a God. During our exam times, they never allowed us to touch newspaper. Why? Because you will divert your attention. And this person who is giving instruction to others to concentrate their mind, how to do that, he is reading a newspaper, and that is early in the morning. And they have this philosophy, you know, as we say that all contradictory results in the God, like they say, he is a God, so whatever he does, everything becomes glorified. And one nice day, one of his successors just seemed to throw him away from his position, and he became a next possessor. So where is his position now? Where is that God has gone? And just to clarify that here in the purport, Prabhupada says, God is God always at any stage of his appearance. He never changes his position. Today he is God, so tomorrow he will be God. Or he was not God, so he replaced someone and he became God. This is nonsense. That need to be understood. Otherwise, we ourselves are digging our graves. We ourselves destroying our eternal happiness that we supposed to get. So need to be understood. Philosophy is just not for reading and making sure that I know it and people should give me respect for that. Philosophy is not meant for that. But to understand the real essence behind that and apply it in our life. Otherwise, we will just sell the books for last 30, 40, 50 years of our life. But if you don't read that and try to understand them, the person who has wrote this book, he will also lament for that. There's a nice quote actually. Just recently someone forwarded it in our group. I don't know how many of you have read that. Anybody remembers that? There was a quote some 2 days back, someone has put it on our ISKCON Phoenix group. That's the group we have. See, I was searching for that quote. And that was sent by Swati. I don't know who is she. A regular devotee or from where she has got it. But nicely it has. Can I read it for all of you? Pay attention, it's very important. It was on April 5th that was given or posted on our group. You are restless because you don't read. Prabhupada gives the reason why you are restless. Because you don't read. I am laboring so hard for you, but you don't take advantage. Don't take advantage of eating and sleeping. Take advantage of these books. Then your life will be successful. My duty, I have given you so valuable things. Day and night trying to convince you. Each word to word. And if you don't take advantage of this, then what can I do for you? Be honest to yourself and just try to see that how many books of Prabhupada we really read. Even in the Bhagavatam class also, we are too much into reading books when you have to hear, when you have to listen. That time you feel like reading. But whole day is there. How many times really you take out some precious of your time and really read Prabhupada books? So last 30 years I am searching for a person who reads regularly. I have seen few people whom you can count on the tips of your fingers who really read everyday Prabhupada books. If someone is not there for aarti, you create a havoc. Oh, you were not there aarti, this and that. But just offering of flowers and bowing down in front of him, that for that only time is not a really respect that you can show to him. He himself This lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam 2914, Melbourne, 13th of April, 1972. That time he said. In his presence, the situation was same. In his absence, the situation is worse than that now. I was surprised because it's my past karma or what, I don't know, but I used to poke in others what they do exactly. I have seen in Ramakrishna Mission, people are continuing for years together. Even in the Advaita Sampradaya, this Mayavadis, I have seen they really study. They just don't take up a spiritual life for the show. They really give their time, they give their essence, they really put that philosophy in their life. It is wrong or right, that's a totally different matter. But dedication is there. For like 100 years, this Ramakrishna Mission is going, how many downfalls are there? I have seen a well-qualified people dedicated their life as a sannyasi. Okay, they are serving humanity. But still they are mending their sannyas ashram. What we are doing? We have the highest philosophy. We have the highest process through which we can worship the Lord. But why our people are going away? What's the reason behind that? Reason behind that we don't read. And if you don't read, you are not pleasing their... the person who has made this society for you. We may take interest to hear other people. We like to hear them because they glorify nicely. But unless and until you don't understand the principles what has established by your Acharya, you may hear so many people that will not give you any sort of a advancement in your spiritual life. It may be good for hearing. For time being, you can remember that. But to make progress in your spiritual life, what needs? The words of your own Acharya, some lineage that you are following. That makes a real difference. And here Prabhupada clearly says that I have spent day and night, I have endeavored so hard to convince you word to word. Now the other people, they are copying the process that Prabhupada has used to convince her. But the way he has stood, do we really bother about that? We are much more interested to see our score, yearly how many books we distributed. But how much we pay attention that whomever we have given, that we have called up and asked them, are you reading this book? Because we don't need it. What we don't know, we do. Don't ask others to do. And if you ask also, that will doesn't make any difference to them. So unless and until you know the sweetness of jaggery, you can't explain it to others, no? Can you? Oh, this is jaggery, you know. It has a triangular shape. It has, but that does not give the sweetness. Does that give? No. So need to be understood and work on that. Otherwise, shramayeva hi kevalam. You may be in the society. In the one of the purport of Vishwanishad, Prabhupada says, just living along is not a glorious. Even trees, they live for hundreds of years. If you go on the equators, you will find there are a tree who are living there for last 1200 years. Can you imagine? But whatever life you live, whatever time you may spend, that should be a quality time. And to make that time a quality, you need to read, to understand. Otherwise, okay, bolte rehta hai, uska bolne ke liye kya jata hai, dusra ko seva karta hai. You may say like that and take it granted. the most essential thing is to read. Hare Krishna. Any question, any doubt?
Knowledge is like a lightning, God like shows the path. Without knowledge, like darkness.
Yeah. Exactly. It is always compared as a light. Light of Bhagavat means what? Knowledge of Srimad Bhagavat. Purano arka uditaha. Vyasadeva himself says that Krishne swadhamo upagate dharma jnana adhisa kalav nashta drisha isha. Purano arka uditaha. This arka, arka means sun. This Purana arka, this light of the Puranas, this Bhagavad Purana is uditaha. To destroy, to eliminate the darkness. Lord also says, Jnana Rupena Bhasvata. Bhasvata means what? What Bhasvatas? What gets effulgent? Light. So that knowledge gets enlightened in your heart. Pavitram Iha Vidyate. Nothing is most purified in this world than the knowledge. Which knowledge? Vidyanam Adhyatma Vidya. The topmost among the all knowledge is Adhyatma Vidya. Adhi Atma, which is related with yourself. Atma. Atma Jnana. That's the real knowledge.
Evil
element, whatever.
But why so evil
the
evil is created?
It's your desire. Ichha dvesha samutvena sargeyanti param. You want it, so he created that.
Independence.
Yeah. Lord says, he clearly mentions that. He never takes all blame on him. He said, I'm cause of all causes. Desires are yours, not mine. You desire, I am there to fulfill. You want me, I am there. You want devil, I will create him.
He doesn't make us desire.
Huh? If you see, he is not a dictator. He is a father, loving father. If he wants, then there is no question of this material world. That's why we have to read. If we read carefully, we'll understand all this subject matter. Otherwise, after 10 years, 20 years of practicing Krishna consciousness, we will have the primary questions only. If you really want to finish everything in this lifetime, then our mode of questions will be changed. And that will change when we read. Otherwise, we will be same on that level only. Why this? Why that? Now the time is to discuss about the mellows. When that time will come? Then we will read. Then we will try to understand that what we are not. If I am not this, then what I am? On that level, then how do I perform the activities? That thing we will discuss. But for that you need to read. I have seen one person, he was in our ashram. He was, I can't say illiterate, because he was able to read Hindi. As compared to others who were there, big scholars, someone has done MBA, someone has MBBS, someone is gold medalist, someone has cracked GRD and was the first in the whole state. Everyone has their own egos. But this guy, he was working on some tea stall as a laborer. not the owner of the stallion. And he's still there in that temple, in our temple, for the last 20, 25 years. Till today, he is there because he reads. Without fail, every day he reads. I was surprised to see him. We were on some yatra, Ayodhya. We went to Ayodhya. And from there, we were supposed to go to Naimisharanya and catch a train. So we were there on some station. I don't remember exactly which station is it. It's Varanasi or Gorakhpur, on some station we were there. And all we were just dispersed here and there. He was sitting near the luggages. And he saw that now nothing is there and we have still long time to spend here. He just opened his bag, took out the Bhagavatam and the platform itself. He sat down nicely and he started reading Bhagavatam. I was just thinking that we have such a great preachers here, because someone, an IYF leader, someone was like a preaching in the colleges, someone was giving great Bhagavatam classes. But none of them I have seen that they were sitting and reading. This person, silently in one corner, he opened up his book, sat and he was continuously reading. And that actually inspired me to read. We ourselves are very educated, but we does not know the value of real knowledge. Superficially using some complicated words and showing it that how big scholar I am. I have seen that person distributing books. Can you imagine? He used to go and he can make you buy the language you don't know. He used to sell Tamil book to Marathi person. During the books marathon, whatever books he used to take, he used to empty that and used to come back. So one day I said, let's go with him to just see how he does that. He used to just approach people and he said, it's for you. I think God has sent it for you. And it is really good, you know. It will help your life to improve yourself. The way of simplicity is that people used to take that, irrespective of language, what they read it or not. Because the person who reads it, he gets that genuine desire to sell it. And that gives the impact. Other, I have seen people, they are big distributors of books, but nowhere now. There used to be one sannyasi whom they used to call as an incarnation of book distribution. Millions of books he sold. Literally, millions of books. He did that. Where is he now? Marketing job is different. And giving the knowledge is totally different. So this knowledge, it always gets revealed. And by seeing your endeavor to understand that, Lord reveals it. So we need to read, ultimately. Kai Malik? Niyam Karana Kai? Vachana? Vachala? Amcha Sudama Prabhu Mantat Na Vachal Tar Vachal. देखो जिसने संस्था शुरू की है ना वो व्यक्ति ने जो कहा वो मैंने पढ़ा ये मेरे शब्द नहीं है मैं नहीं कह रहा जिन्होंने ये संस्था शुरू की जिस संस्था में आप हो उस व्यक्ति ने ये कहा है तो कौन क्या कहता है उसे मतलब नहीं है बल्कि जिस व्यक्ति ने हमें भगवत धाम जाने के लिए जो रास्ता दिया उसको हमें स्वीकारना है
जब अच्छा नहीं करता लेकिन वो सेवा अच्छी करती है क्योंकि उसके जैसे स्वभाव के अनुसार वो वही वही इसमें जाएगा।
देखो एक सरल चीज है, अपने जीवन में ही देख लो, कई कई बार हमें लगता है क्या सब बकवास है, हमारा सब उपयोग कर लेते हैं, मुझे अच्छा कुकिंग आता है, जब तक मुझसे काम निकलवाना है तब मुझसे बात कर लेते हैं, मुझसे काम करवा लेते हैं, मुझे अच्छा ड्रेसिंग आता है फेस्टिवल के समय, मुझे लोग उसके लिए यूज़ करते हैं, बाकी से हमें कोई याद नहीं करता, हो जाता है ना, क्योंकि आपको अच्छा लगता है इसलिए आप वो सेवा मन लगा के करते हो, क्योंकि आपको अच्छा लगता है इसलिए। लेकिन सबसे अच्छा क्या है, भगवान की सेवा करें, चाहे कोई भी हो, ये समझने के लिए सिद्धांत समझना चाहिए। अगर आपका सिद्धांत क्लियर है, आपके जीवन में देखो, अगर जो चीजों से आप बीत गए हो, जो जिस प्रकार के अनुभव, कटु अनुभव आपको आए हैं, फिर भी आप कंटिन्यू कर रहे हो गए ना, 20 साल तो हो गए, इस 20 साल में क्या क्या नहीं देखा आपने, क्यों कंटिन्यू कर रहे हो? आप खुद याद करो, जब आप बीट चले गए तब जाके आपने भागवत पढ़ा और तब आपको महसूस हुआ कि मुझे क्या करना चाहिए, सही है? उसके पहले क्या था, जो लेबर वर्क आप पहले करते थे वही लेबर वर्क आपसे करवाया जाता था, लेकिन ये मैं क्यों कर रहा हूं इसका अर्थ क्या, कब मालूम पड़ा आपको, जब आपने पढ़ा। भगवान हर एक के जीवन में वो समय दे देते हैं, आपकी शुद्धता देखने के बाद, आपकी गंभीरता देखने के बाद वो समय ला के देते हैं कि उस समय में आपको वो कार्य करना ही है। मैं मेरे खुद के लाइफ में बोलता हूं, मैं जब ज्वाइन किया तो 3 साल मुझे गधे जैसा काम करवाया उन्होंने, वेयर आई नेवर रेड दैट, बट बिफोर ज्वाइनिंग टेम्पल, मंदिर ज्वाइन करने से पहले मैं जब कॉलेज में था तो ज्यादा पढ़ाई करता था, और बल्कि 3-3.5 साल में जब मंदिर ज्वाइन किया तो मुझे पढ़ने के लिए समय नहीं मिला कभी। भगवान से प्रार्थना करता था कि भगवान कुछ तो करो यार, वो मेरी जो आदत है मैं छोड़ना नहीं चाहता। हो गया, एक ऐसा एक्सीडेंट हो गया कि 1.5 साल आई वॉज बेड रिडन, दे दिया समय उन्होंने पढ़ने के लिए, और उस समय जो पढ़ा वही तक अभी तक चल रहे, क्योंकि जब तक पढ़ोगे नहीं, सिद्धांत नहीं समझोगे, फिर आप जब कितना भी कर लो। मैंने एक बहुत ही बकरी रसामृत स्वामी, दैट वॉज माई इंस्पिरेशन, बिकॉज उनको देखे मैं इस्कॉन ज्वाइन किया। मैं एक बार उनके साथ बैठा था, उनको पूछा कि सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट क्या है मेरे लिए, मैं ज्यादा जप करूं या मैं पढ़ू? तो उन्होंने कहा कि आप पढ़ो। बोले जप तो आप कर लोगे, लेकिन उस जप को सतत करने के लिए उसके बारे में जो जानना चाहिए वो आपको पढ़ के ही मालूम पड़ेगा। समझो आप बिल्कुल अनपढ़ गवार हो, तो उन्होंने कहा कि आप सुनो, क्योंकि आप सुनोगे तो जो कर रहे हो उसके प्रति आपकी श्रद्धा निर्माण होगी। कोई चीज मुझे अच्छी लगती है करके मैं कर रहा हूं, लेकिन वो कभी कभी बुरी भी हो सकती है, बाद में मुझे पसंद भी ना आए, क्योंकि मरकट जैसा स्वभाव है मन का, मन को कुछ आज अच्छा लगता है तो जरूरत नहीं कि वो हर समय में अच्छा लगे, है ना? अभी कई चीजें थी जो आपको पहले अच्छी लगती थी, अभी लगती है नहीं। तो मुझे अच्छा लगता है करके करना अलग है, लेकिन ये अच्छा ही है और मुझे बुरा भी लगे तो मुझे करना है, ये जब हम समझ जाएंगे तो उस सिद्धांत समझ में आएगा। कौन है वो माता जी, आवाज कम कीजिए उसका। ये प्रॉब्लम होता है फिर, अगर समझ नहीं पाओगे ना किसको कितनी वैल्यू देनी है तो ये हल हो जाता है, चाहे आप फिर 30 साल बिताओ, 50 साल बिताओ, क्योंकि जब तक पढ़ोगे नहीं तो इसके पीछे कारण क्या है, किस लिए हम ये कर रहे हैं, ये जब तक समझोगे नहीं, ये समझोगे नहीं। अरे महाप्रभु खुद बताते चैतन्य चरितामृत में कि सिद्धांत बलिया चित्ते ना करे आलस। सिद्धांत को कब समझोगे, जब पढ़ोगे तभी ना। हमारे भक्तिमय जीवन के लिए सबसे महत्वपूर्ण है शास्त्रों का अध्ययन, नहीं तो फिर भगवान क्यों भगवद्गीता बताते अर्जुन को, जरूरत थी? उन तो उनका मित्र था, बोलते यार तुम उससे प्यार करते तो कर ले ना, फाइट कर, इतना सारा सिद्धांत बोलने की आवश्यकता थी? पढ़ोगे तो आगे बढ़ोगे। उसका उपयोग कैसा करोगे ये आपके स्वभाव के ऊपर निर्भर है, लेकिन जब पढ़ोगे तभी तो मालूम पड़ेगा ना। जब तो कर ही रहे हम सालों से, क्यों नहीं प्रगति कर रहे? महाप्रभु तो बोलते हैं एक बार जो जप करता है वो वैष्णव बन जाता है। अरे हम तो सालों से जप कर रहे, वैष्णव बन पाए? क्यों नहीं बन पाए? सेवा तो कर ही रहे हो ना, जप तो कर ही रहे, क्यों नहीं बन पा रहे? क्योंकि वो बनने के लिए क्या आवश्यक है वो जानते नहीं हो, तो कैसे मालूम पड़ेगा? जब पढ़ोगे। है ना, पढ़ना बहुत आवश्यक है, लेकिन हम उसी में ही आलस कर ले। और है यदि आचरति श्रेष्ठ, आपकी भी गलती नहीं है, क्योंकि आपके सीनियर जिनको आपने फॉलो किया, जिनके साथ आप रहे, उनको आपने कभी देखा नहीं पढ़ते हुए। हाँ, बस क्लास देने के लिए पढ़ना है, उतना हो गया, चार अच्छे श्लोक मार लिए, लोगों को लगा कि ये पढ़ता है करके, इससे मतलब नहीं है। स्वाध्याय, अगर आप ब्रह्मचारी हो तो ब्रह्मचारी का सबसे उत्तम गुण है स्वाध्याय। पढ़ो, स्वाध्याय यानी क्या है? नाम जप है, सेवा है, नहीं, स्वाध्याय यानी शास्त्रों का अध्ययन, तो होना चाहिए। कुछ गलत का क्यों? हमारे आचार्य चाहते हैं हमसे, वो हमें करना, बाकी लोग तो आते, वो अपने अपने समझ से बता पाएगा। अब ये समझते समझते हमारे 30-32 साल गए, क्या आवश्यक है? मेरे गुरु महाराज को मैंने पूछा था क्या करूं, आप बताओ मेरे लिए क्या आदेश है? बोले कहीं पे भी रहो, अपनी 16 माला जप करो, 4 नियमों का पालन करो, और सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात बोले या तो भागवतम हर रोज पढ़ो या सुनो, और भगवान की दया से उस दिन से आज तक वो चीज छूटी नहीं है। इसलिए इतने सारे चीजें होने के बाद भी चल रहे, क्योंकि वही आपको रुचि बनाएगा। क्यों व्यासदेव जी क्या पागल थे जो सारे इतने पुराण बैठ के लिखने के लिए? अगर पढ़ना इतना जरूरी होता तो लिखते क्यों? चलो भाई बैठ के हरिनाम करो, सब हो जाएगा। गोस्वामी हमारे राधा कृष्ण प्रणय मधुर लीला, इसमें रत रहने वाले लोग, उन्होंने भी शास्त्रों का लिखान किया। क्यों किया? किस लिए? सहजी होने के लिए टाइम नहीं लगता हमें, तो सहजिया क्या है और भक्त क्या है इसको समझने के लिए कहां से मालूम पड़ेगा? किसी ने लिख के रखा वही पढ़ेंगे तो मालूम पड़ेगा ना। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर उनके समय तो चैतन्य चरितामृत की मुख्य प्रत मिलना मुश्किल हो गया था, कि कौन सा सही है चैतन्य चरितामृत और कौन सा गलत है करके, ढूंढते ढूंढते 10 साल निकल गए उनके, उसके बाद जाके उन्होंने अमृत प्रवाह भाष्य दिया उसके ऊपर, सॉरी भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर ने अमृत प्रवाह भाष्य दिया उसके ऊपर। अगर वो लिख के नहीं कोई रखते तो आज हमें कहां से मिलता चैतन्य चरितामृत? मिलता? इसलिए पढ़ना आवश्यक है। जब तक पढ़ोगे नहीं ना तो आगे नहीं बढ़ोगे, फिर सालों तक वहीं पे अपने चल रहे। जैसे वो ये रहता ना, क्या कहते हैं उसको, वॉकर, लोग चलते रहते हैं चलते रहते हैं चलते रहते, 10 किलोमीटर हो गए, 5 किलोमीटर हो गए, 20 किलोमीटर, ट्रेडमिल। वो एंकर वहीं पे लगा हुआ था, वही वो एंकर डाला हुआ ही था, वहीं पे अटक गया। तो पढ़ोगे तो कम से कम मालूम पड़ेगा कि भाई क्या है, नहीं तो पसीने छूटते हैं, बाकी सब चीजें करते रहोगे लेकिन आगे कहीं पे नहीं जाओगे, कुछ नहीं दिखाएगा। और ये पढ़ने के बाद ही मालूम पड़ता है कहाँ है, नहीं तो एज इट इज ही है, जैसे आए थे वैसे ही आज तक। अरे
related.
कहाँ पे था ये? Yeah, yesterday evening they got confirmed. I forgot, then night I remember that I have to.